Six, the altercation. Yeah, right, Shelley snorted. 6 days, Mark held his gaze. It happened on Sunday. After I left that thing over at DZ's, some stuff went down after that, and I just thought, I can't keep doing this. Shelley stared at him, no longer chewing her food. What went down? He looked away again, tears welling up in his eyes. I don't want to get into it right now, he continued. But I went back to a meeting that night, and my old sponsor was there, and we went and got coffee after. He's been letting me crash on his couch for a few days, and I haven't had a shot since then. I even went to see Mom. What about me? Shelley cut him off, an angry stare appearing on her face. What about you? I mean, you could go too. I ain't ever going back there. Shelley's voice was nearly as icy as the weather outside. If I want to quit, I'll quit. But I don't need to go to all those meetings and tell everybody everything about me if I want to do it. Then quit, he replied. I don't want to quit. Shelley's hand came down on the burger, smashing what was left of it into the tray. And neither do you. I mean, how many times is this? You put it all down and you go to those meetings and you stay away from me for months at a time. And I never see you except when you want to come around and preach to me and tell me, Shelley, come to a meeting with me. And then you're back a few days after that and you're looking for some junk. Once a fiend, always a fiend. Her voice had gotten a little louder and he looked around the room to see if anyone had heard. I mean it this time, he said, a single tear rolling down his cheek. Shelley, I love you. Please don't do this. You know who you sound just like? Her voice was suddenly very flat, filled with intense hatred. You sound just like Mom and Dad. Shelley, I love you. Shelley, please don't do this. Shelley, we just want to do what's best. Once again getting louder, her speech becoming angrier, mocking. They're our parents, Shelley. They love us. He reached out for her hands, but she slapped him away. Don't touch me! Her voice was now a near scream. Concerned faces from other tables looked in their direction. Suddenly, her voice lowered to where only he could hear. You're a hypocrite and a liar, Mark. Tell that to Mom and Dad. Mark looked up at his sister, who promptly spit in his face. Mark gasped. So did several other people in the restaurant. I'm out, Shelley screamed as she shot up from the booth, her hand lifting the tray from the table and sending it soaring across the room. Everyone was silent, and all eyes in the restaurant watched her storm toward the exit. Hey, one of the employees called after her from behind the counter. As she shoved the door open, Shelley nearly collided with a shivering figure making his way inside, unaware of the unfolding drama. For a split second, her pained eyes met with those of Joey Liam Silver. Then she pushed past him and tore off into the cold Yakima night.